Oh, as usual, it is KQSS. It is Juneteenth, actually. And that's right. And we have Tim Humphrey with us, District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey, for the monthly meeting on Juneteenth, 2023. And how are you, Tim?
I'm good, Raleigh. How are you this evening?
Oh, confused as always.
Confused as always?
Yes,
well, that's the world you live in. You know, once you get over a certain speed, it's organized confusion.
Yes.
Believe me, I know how that goes, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Just kind of to start with, just to reach out to people and you know, you're sitting in your nice, comfortable home with cooler on, air conditioning on. Fires, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's really bad. House burnt down on Central, and if you go in the area, or any area, there's lots of dry weeds. So people, please be careful. And if you own a home that has weeds up and things, please try to take care of them, not only for your sake, but for your neighbor's sake and everybody else's, because just a piece of glass laying on the ground with the sun glaring on it just right can start a fire mm-hmm. these days. And we don't have any rain in sight. And so right off the get-go, just a reminder, people, please try to kind of keep watch on some of these places. And Raleigh will give you the number to call in here if you're just itching to talk to us today.
Absolutely. And that would be 888-876-5593. That's 8888-ROLLYE. 888-876-5593. You know, one thing you said, Tim, which I agree wholeheartedly about people keeping up their yards, if for no other reason than fire danger, is... as you've mentioned many times, code enforcement is proactive only when they have a report. So if you are in a house and you have a property to either side of you that is menacing, call it in, because it doesn't help the neighborhood.
No, like I say, we don't have the enforcement just to run around and patrol. We stay real busy just trying to keep up on our complaints. And people say, well, we don't complain because nothing's ever done. Well, the people that get complained on has as many rights as the people that are complaining. And so it takes time. Sometimes it takes up to 30 to 60 days to get things done. But we do go forward on it. And so I won't get into that too much. But,
no.
But if there's an issue, if we don't know, we can't help, and if you think nothing's being done, please call my office at 928-402-4417 and leave me a message, and I'll turn the complaint in, or I will check on the particular property that you have complained on that you haven't found that you don't think is getting responded to.
Now that's good to know, because some people are hesitant because they're afraid there'll be a blowback, there'll be retribution,
sure.
And they'll be found
sure.
out. So 928-402
4471.
4471.
Is my office phone.
Okay, 928-402-4471. And I think we've got that on kqss.net, where we have all of the community meetings, and we'll have this one after the show. But if not, I'm going to add it, because
sure.
I understand your assistant, Terry, is no longer with us.
Yeah, she resigned here a while back. I've hired a new person, but... for them to get their notice in and
sure.
do things and get arranged, I won't have an assistant until like the middle of August.
Oh, that'll be fun. You'll have a good July.
Yeah, then it'll be a learning curve and come winter. But yeah, that's fine. The other girls in the corner are helping me out. Supervisor Klein's assistant and Sherry Grice, Mr. Minlove's executive assistant and things. So those gals are helping me, and I'm doing a lot more calls because, you know, an assistant kind of does a little takes a lot of calls for
sure.
me and then helps me investigate. So, but anyway, I'm still returning all my calls, all my emails. If you've reached a dead spot where you haven't got me, please call back and ask the person that answers the county phone to transfer to me instead of Terry. There was a little glitch there where her calls weren't coming to my phone.
Right.
And so, but anyway, we're working through all that. And anyway, moving forward, you know, the Globe Pool is now open. So
yay!
That's a good thing. And I've had people call about the Cobra Valley Transit System.
Mm.
Can they help get the kids from Miami to Globe for the swimming? And
right.
So I did some checking into that. And Melinda Valleza, town of Miami, I talked to her. And I also talked to Travis Ashbaugh with the Central Arizona Government, which
uh-huh.
is CAG. And Travis is the one that's been setting up a countywide transit system. So he's been working a lot with this. And I got with him to see what they could do with the transit system about transporting some of these children to the pool. And you can add a stop and you can add something to your route, but it takes a process. So you can't just up and do it because I guess ADOT has to approve their route and things. And so anyway, but after talking to Melinda in, at Town of Miami, she said that the transit system does go by the senior, and I don't have a route schedule in front of me.
Yeah.
But it goes by the senior center, and then it ends up at Beshbagawa for the archaeological
right
deal. And so at this time, that's a roundabout trip because you got to make a few stops before you get that far. But it's like 50 cents. And I think children under a certain age ride free. So if they're with an adult,
right.
I guess that would be a 50-cent ride. And then if you don't want to go through all those stops, then they do curb to curb. You can call and get a ride from curb to curb. And that is like $1.50,
okay.
I believe. So to get you to the pool and from the pool back home, that'd be a $3 trip. But if it's a parent with children under that age, then that's a pretty cheap ride. And I guess that would include Central Heights as well, because when they say curb to curb,
right.
And so anyway, we did some checking, and then I'm going to work with the town of Miami, and we'll see next year. I'm not sure where the whole transit system's going of when you know, it'll be countywide, or Miami's still doing theirs, or what's going on next year at this time. But then they could get a route approved through ADOT for next season rather than put all that effort into it now, because the kids go back to school here before too much longer.
I know.
And so, but anyway, if they want to ride, you know, they can go curb to curb for a buck and a half or take the tour for like 50 cents.
Now, is that buck and a half per rider? Like, let's say four people got together and wanted to go.
Yeah, I think over a certain age, it's a buck and a half a piece. But
okay.
If you have children that you're taking to the pool.
Right, if they're younger.
I think under 12 or something ride free.
Right.
So, and they can't go to the pool unless they're accompanied by an adult.
Anyway.
Under a certain,
right.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a parent and you got three kids, I guess for 50 cents, you can take all three kids if you want to take the tour, or a buck and a half if you...
right,
but you can get with Melinda at the town of Miami.
It's really really interesting.
Kind of give you some more. Yeah, well, you know, every time you get things going, it just creates more, which is
right.
Good. You know, it's like the ball rolling downhill. Once you get it rolling downhill, it just gains speed. So okay, now we got to pull open. Let's find ways to get kids rides there. Let's find a way to help people use the darn thing. You know?
Well, that's what I meant by it's very interesting, because of course there were so many delays in this pool. We expected it to be open last year and all that, and you'd say to yourself, well, wait a minute. We got at least 2 years, maybe three, for somebody to think of this.
Sure.
And yet nobody really thought of it until somebody had to get to the pool.
Right, yeah. And you know, I talked to Mike Black, council person, and, you know, he's real good on the council, and with them not having a pool open, they're not paying lifeguards and those kind of things. So, you know, they might have a little bit left in their budget to help with rides or something if there is a cost. You know, I don't know, but it's great. That's what I love about infrastructure and new things happening, because it creates a new energy and new things, you know, so...
Now, I thought Cobra Valley Transit was from the start of Miami toward on Highway 60 toward the valley through Globe. So when you were saying about people in Miami, I would assume that it's serving the people in Miami. It's just not getting as far as the pool.
Well, I do believe that they do have a stop that ends up at Beshbagawa.
And that's close enough to walk.
Yeah, what's in the same parking lot as the pool. You know, when you've been up there, the Indian ruins and stuff?
Yes.
That's where they stop. And okay. So that's in the parking lot of the pool.
And it starts at the start of Miami, so somebody, you know, by Bullion Plaza could get on there.
I would think, you know, I don't have a schedule.
Right.
And it has changed since I've had a schedule.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time to get one, but the town of Miami has them. And someone could look at the schedule and you know, like I say, if you want to take a tour and stop at Walmart and two or three other places and end up out there, that's fine.
Yeah.
Or for a little bit more, you can go curb to curb and then go from there.
All right.
And so anyway, that's kind of that deal on the pool thing. And we've had some changes in the county, and I think people know that Mr. Sanders has retired, Public Works Director.
Oh.
And Homer Ovia is now acting as a Public Works Director, whom was, in the past, Assistant County Manager, and he retired. But when this position came open, he decided he would come back and help us with that. Okay. Until we can kind of get things trained and things going forward.
Good.
And then head of roads, we've had a change. Adrian Mata is now head of roads.
Okay.
And so anyway, that's to let the people know. So if they, you know, if they're wondering who to call or what to do, those are the names of the people that they need to reach out to, or can reach out to me and I'll reach out to them. But anyway, I got with them today and to see kind of what was going on with the cleanup, because I have a lot of people recognizing that the county has weeds alongside the road and things of that nature. So I got with them today, and we've been doing chip sealing. And so when we chip seal, it's kind of a all hands on deck. We get part of Payson, part of Tonneau Basin,
right.
The guys from Globe, all together to chip seal roads this time of year, because we can save almost half the money by doing it ourselves instead of hiring a contractor, which allows us to do more roads, which helps keep our paved roads in better shape. And then in the winter, when we have moisture, then we can spend our time blading roads. And so anyway, we're about finished up with the chip sealing for this year. They're just cleaning up the chips that they put on the road around Daybreak and Alhambra. And so what the crew, the brush crew, is going to do is I talk to them. And so they have a new brush crew, and today they were in training. And I think the DOC's, the Department of Correction guys that are working with us, I think those are the ones that were in training today on running the equipment and kind of the do's and don'ts and how to work with traffic and things. And so they're going to start tomorrow, like I say, back around Daybreak and then Alhambra and Six Shooter and then kind of work towards Claypool. But it'll take about a month or longer. But if there are some places where you pull up to a stop sign and you don't have clear visibility, or if there's brush hanging out in the road that is an issue, by all means, get with me, get with Public Works, and we'll go take care of a hazardous area or real problem area. But for the most part, we'd like to hit an area and then move into a different area and move into a different area. But if we have to jump around a little bit, I talked to Adrian today, and he said they'd be willing to do that if we have some areas that you know, that people can't see, in a four-way stop or around a corner or things. So by all means, let us know. And I know that we don't get a lot of calls because people knew the old Public Works Director and knew the head of roads, and so they just went to them personally and things of that nature. And if you don't have that connection anymore, feel free to call me or just get with Public Works and let them know you have an issue.
Good.
And by all means, if you let them know you have an issue and it doesn't get dealt with, by all means, call me and I'll check in to see what we can do or what the issue was that they didn't get to it.
Good.
And so that's kind of that deal.
Now, I notice on the website, which is looking good, your IT guys did a good job of it, that there's a community forum June 27th about internet access and technology. So that should be interesting as well.
Yeah.
right at the Globe train depot downtown. And because let's face it, when you look toward the future, internet connectivity is the whole ballgame. If a town doesn't have sufficient internet, is not going to get businesses. And as we found out during the pandemic, it's difficult for residents to have their kids even participate in school events. So it's crucial.
Right. It is. So and it's horrible for guys like me that really aren't IT savvy, and we don't really care about getting IT savvy.
Right. Well, no, of course. Absolutely. You've lived too long. No, I believe me, I get
that. Rephrase that,
yeah,
please.
I always say that. I'm sorry I've lived too long. But, you know, so I'm with you. I've, of course, had to do that. Don't have much of a choice when you own radio stations and cell towers.
Oh, yeah,
but,
right.
But what I can tell you is there's something, my biggest beef out there, and if you can pass it along, is people will always talk, when I say people, providers, will always talk about their great download speed. We give you a gigabit or what have you. No, if you're talking business, I need to know what your upload speed is.
Right.
Now, what I really want, if I'm conducting business, is I want that to be symmetrical. And that's really important to me. And a good fiber provider will always give you symmetrical. Right. But here, it's not even in the fine print. Here's your download. Aren't you happy? No. Because in some cases, I can't even take advantage of the download because the upload by comparison is so low, that creates its own problems. So when these people are talking, you know, no. The other thing, of course, is, yeah, you're giving me a speed. Now let's talk about the quality of it. What's my ping time?
Right.
And anybody who uses a VoIP phone or whatever knows the problem if there's latency. What's the jitter and packet loss? And those are the things that are never mentioned in these discussions, and that makes the difference between successfully working with it and not.
And not, yeah. Well, We try to stay up with a lot of that with the county and keep a lot of those things going.
Well, just take the word symmetrical to the meeting. Symmetrical!
And symmetrical. That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, because that, and some providers don't do that because they're afraid people are going to have servers in their homes and all that, and I understand that. There's a lot of ways to deal with it, but by not offering it across the board, it's not. Or to come up with things like, in some cases, well, that's $5,000 a month. No, I'm sorry, that's $93 with most providers, as far as fiber.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, yeah, and as we go further with that, everybody's got to do it, and, I see my grandkids, and they're playing most of their games on their cell phones
or
their parents' cell phones.
Well,
and it's like, that's you're right. That's where the world's going. But I'm the old style guy. If they don't learn to use a hammer and a nail, who's going to fix their house? That's kind of where I'm at.
That's my thing. Even though, of course, day to day, I have to deal with this every day to keep radio stations, everything on the air. Personally, I do not carry a cell phone.
Yeah.
And people are just outraged. People I deal with, what do you mean you don't? I'm sorry, I don't carry one.
Yeah.
It's like back in the day when they had beepers.
Right.
And I'd say, no, I don't want to be that accessible.
Right,
But kids, especially with cell phones, and that's a whole other sticky wicket because 5G is advertised, but 5G is not one thing. There's three completely different systems. So when you're hearing about, we've got 5G, we've got all this, not if you have low 5G or mid 5G, you don't.
Yeah.
And a town like this can't get high 5G because the towers have to be spaced every so many feet, and we don't have population density for it.
Right. We don't. We're rural Arizona.
That's right. So at best, we could hope for mid and keep our fingers crossed that it actually worked.
Right. Well, then, yeah, you're only an hour away from the city. And that's all part of it is, we have some beautiful places where people would love to have this view and work from home.
Right. You can't.
But you can't because we don't have the internet. And so some of me is real happy about that.
Right.
And some of me is kind of discouraged about that because it's discouraging more infrastructure. But then when I'm in the city, a lot of times it's like, I'm kind of glad we don't have all that infrastructure.
Well,
and when I live at Roosevelt and my 20-minute drive, I set cruise control and I don't have to interrupt it and have those panoramic views. It's like, how much infrastructure you really want.
Well, here. Yeah, but you know, it can be relatively invisible. And you know, as much as people here might complain, we got it good compared to Payson. Payson's biggest drawback is very bad connectivity. No reliable internet high-speed connection.
Right.
And so, you know, that's not your district too, but, oh, man, yeah. that is a problem.
Yeah, that's something we're, you know, we're always working on, but it's, again, federal funding is, you know, and they're supposed to be putting more into rural Arizona, which I'd very much like to see. And now that we've got everybody stirred up, Raleigh, what's that number they can call in to visit with?
888-876-5593. Now, of course, at this point, Tim and I believe we're talking to ourselves. So,
yeah, we kind of are. That's why I thought you'd throw it out, because somebody's got to be fired up about the pool ride or about internet. Oh,
well, I'll tell you what.
A call that they couldn't get me on or something.
It will this wonderful program will replay Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on KJAA, 1240 a.m. and 106.1 FM, and it will be available in perpetuity to download to your heart's content at kqss.net. So if you're not trundling to the phone at the moment, and you would be if I could corral you, believe me, but you can always call Tim at a later date should we say anything that floats your boat. And Tim's number again is 928-402-4471. But as you can see, nobody's listening, so don't hesitate to call. Nobody else will hear you. That's 888-876-5593.
Right.
And by the way, I say that tongue-in-cheek because as you probably know, the amount of people who will ever participate by phone is dramatically less than 1%. So
I'll be done.
So yeah, there are people listening.
Well, I guess they're shy. But you know, our bridge out at Tunnel Basin as well, it's about 48%. What a week or two ago I checked, and there was only 8 of the columns left to drill and pour.
Good.
So it looks like most of that drilling in the creek will be done before our monsoon gets here, so everything will be, you know, above the columns. Hey,
we may be getting a call, so
that's a great thing. I'm happy to see the bridge. It's kind of on schedule and going forward. That's a good thing. And I talked with our landfill people today, and when we were doing our expansion, we found some trash that had been buried years ago that wasn't part of the deal, so we had to deal with it. And then when we were putting in the new liner, we ended up running into water because the water table had come up. So that delayed us some on our landfill expansion. But as of now, we are all cleared with ADEQ. And so ADEQ is fine with what our landfill is doing. So we're going forward with our operations. And it's looking like the end of July or the end of August. And it's closer to the end of July. But some of the billing for the construction won't happen until the end of August to have all our construction cleared out. But I talked to Melanie, and she says, look, she's trying very hard and says that she's going to do all she can to get our dollar dump days back by August. So that would be the second weekend of August to get our dollar dump days back.
Which is terrific. Back to bridges. Roberta in Globe is joining us. Hello, Roberta. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Could he talk a little bit about the Connie's Bridge? I question if it's even going to work.
Well, dear, I'm not going to because I haven't kept up a whole lot on the Connie's Bridge. That is in my district, but most of that is done through the town of Globe, which is Mayor Gomeros and the town council. And I don't get into their business a whole lot, but I do know that it's going forward, and I'm not sure, but I'm sure that Mayor Gomeros would welcome a call from you to discuss it with you, or if you would like, you can call my office and leave your number, and I can check with the mayor, and then I'll get back to you, and you don't have to give your phone number on the air if you'll leave a message at 928-402-4417.
Or I can put you on hold and you can give that number to John, who will hand it to Tim if you want to do that, Roberta.
I'll call later.
Okay.
Well, I'll call Mayor Gomeros.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, I would be happy to check with them on that and get back to you. I don't have a problem with that at all because it is in my district and you asked me. It's just right off the top. I don't know, but I'll be happy to find out and get back to you. I'd sure do.
Well,
that.
I hope it's not a mess like the turn going from Six Shooter to Ice House Canyon, where we make an S turn and all this other stuff, and it's still not a. They redid the bridge or the road a second time, and it's still a hazard.
Ah,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How about this? Tim, we'll talk about it next month on the air. Can we do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, if you'd like, yeah, I can do some checking on the bridge, on the Connie's Bridge, and
then the next meeting, I'm looking at the date so I can tell you that. I should be more prepared, but I will. And let's see, view. Yes, I'd like to view something. Well. Computers are wonderful, aren't they? So, next monthly meeting.
Yeah, and that's fine. And I'll get because a lot of those projects, because of the traffic, they have to be engineered. And so sometimes it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to us, but it does to an engineer. And so I can check into the Ice House turn a little more and see about the engineering on that, and maybe even having the person that engineered it to talk to us a little bit.
He needs his head examined.
it's gonna be July 10th. Well, if Tim can get him on the air, Roberta, hell, I hope you'll call back and tell him that. I'd love to hear that.
Well, but like I say, you know, sometimes it makes sense to them, but it doesn't to us. But all of those roads jobs pretty much need to be engineered. So. I will do some checking
that use
on that.
Those roads.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Input from us would.
Sure.
Absolutely, it would. You betcha. So July 10th is the next meeting. But if you call Tim's office before that, he'll help you out, or we'll talk about it on the air.
Okay.
Thanks. All right.
Thank
good,
you.
Good luck, Roberta. Stay
you.
Safe.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it. Yes. All right. So I know sometimes road engineering is one of those things where you look at it and say, who came up with this?
Right.
So, yeah, I feel her pain.
Right. Yeah, I do. I do as well. I've been trying to get the speed limit changed out. Well, kind of Roosevelt right there where the store and the post office and the trailer park, and there's like five different deals there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's recommended 45, but recommended and the speed limit are two different things. And then, you know, then you get by Wyo's where there's just a couple businesses and it's
mm-hmm.
45.
Right.
And so, you know, they say, well, there hasn't been any accidents and there hasn't been any tickets, so we're not changing the
right.
engineering. And so, but anyway, that's kind of that. And,
right. We need people to die first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, tragedy just seems to help get the wheels moving a little bit more. And it's like, well, maybe we're not going to say we made a mistake, but now that there's been some accidents there, we'll re-look at it.
Right.
Yeah, kind of one of those deals.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
We may get another call.
We may get another call and have to take a little more time today.
Yeah, because we
well, that's good.
We won't deny a caller, God knows.
No.
So
maybe we broke the dam down and people are going to start calling.
Oh, I think it's our buddy John in Tonto Basin, actually. So he's very familiar with that particular bridge, and so always love to hear John's comments. So let's see what he has to say for his bad self. So John, welcome back to KQSS. How are you?
Quite well. Yourself?
Well, can't complain.
This is John Dreyer from Tonto Basin.
Yes, it is. Recognize your voice in a heartbeat, John.
You know, I've not met Tim, but by God, he's doing a great job, and I want to thank him for getting this bridge underway, and it's doing it. And my wife, Carol, has something to say.
Thank you for your hard work and effort.
Oh, sure.
Thank you for your hard work and effort.
Well, you bet. It took a big old team to get that ball rolling, but we got it rolling, and it's getting closer by the minute. And like I said, we've got a lot of the shafts drilled and a lot of the columns poured. And last I checked, we only had like 8 left to pour, so that should happen before the monsoons get here. So it looks like it'll be real close to schedule, so we're doing good on that. But thank you very much for the vote of confidence and the shout-out, and anything I can help with, feel free to let me know.
All right.
You're doing good. We live just about a mile south of it, and we can hear it every day. We live high enough up on the hill, and it's a great sound when they're doing that work down there.
Yeah.
And I'll also tell you, another gentleman that's doing a great job is Jeremy Plain with the Forest Service, because the Bar X crossing got washed out really, really bad, and Forest Service had to work with us, and we had to work with Army Corps engineers and stuff, and Jeremy, he went far and beyond to help us get the studies done and stuff so we can change that road and open the Bar X crossing. And so we're working on that now to change that road, and we're gonna have gates on both sides of the Bar X, so when it's dangerous, we're gonna shut gates, because people do have a bridge.
Is Jeremy one of Mark Klein's kids?
No, Jeremy Plain. He's head of Forest Service. His office is up there at the dam. I mean, up at the marina.
Oh,
you know where
okay.
the Forest Service is up there.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he's doing a great job in helping us with the construction and the roads and a lot of the flood stuff. He's really a good guy. And so while we're talking about that area, I just thought I'd let you know that the Bar X crossing is going to be open. We're going to change the road some. We're going to fix those gabion baskets that were there, repair them the best we can, and the road's going to go down creek a little ways and end up at the same place that it was on the north side. So,
all right. Well, John, thank you and Carol both for calling. Appreciate it.
Oh, you betcha. Keep it up, you guys.
All right.
Okay,
and
by
the way, we finally changed the PSAs. Okay.
Good. Okay. I was worried about it.
Well, you know, one of the problems, John, was the one you kept hearing, that was not ever supposed to be on that computer, so I didn't catch that it was left over from way back when, but it's gone now.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
By God, I'm glad.
All right, good deal.
Good evening.
By the way, your signal in here is loud and clear. It's real good.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Thanks, John.
Yeah, it's kick-ass.
All right. That's a technical description, of course. All right, so, Tim, as usual, it's a pleasure. The next one will be July the 10th.
Okay, we'll see you then.
All right, thank you, Tim. And again, it will replay at 8 o'clock Saturday morning on KJAA and be available before then. I'll have it up on the website for downloading in perpetuity, because we see how quick I get around to doing anything.
KQSS Miami.
Country and more, Nila 101.9.com.